This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. How are you doing on a Thursday? Weekend's almost here. Just over a week from Halloween. My Christmas addiction continued yesterday, Gary. I went and bought another Mickey Disney Village. I told you I was going to buy.
Right.
And then I got another one, too.
You did?
I got two of them.
You got two what?
Two Disney Village houses instead of just one like I wanted. I got another one. The second one was much more expensive than the first one. I really cannot stop at this point. Like I need to get this whole thing set up. November 6th is what we're setting everything up. I need it to be set up and done. That's it. And then I found these cool little fake Christmas trees that go in the village.
Right.
And they have like Christmas lights that blink and stuff on them. So then I wanted those too. But then they didn't have any, so the owner of the store is going to see if she can order me some. So then I get those to put in the village, and I'm out of control right now.
So where are you putting all this stuff up at?
Control. The Disney Village.
You got to have, like, counter space or
something? I'd have to show you the picture again from last year. But, yeah, so we have a, like, bay window in the living room.
Yeah, you got to have, yeah.
That we put some of the houses on that ledge of the bay window.
Right.
And then we have a 4-foot table right underneath that we put more houses on. And then we had a smaller table, maybe 2 feet. But now we have another 4-foot table we bought. So now we'll have...
So you would have bought a table.
Another one.
Yeah.
So now we'll have the ledge of Disney Villages and then 2 4-foot tables filled with houses as well. And we brought roadway this year, or like brick pathway, to put through the village and through the town. Plus, I think I need more lights, street lights, too.
You think you need more, huh?
More, yeah. Well, I've been told. Andy Spitzer, who used to do the World According to Sparky with me, told me we need more street lights because it's not proportioned correctly. So we'll work on that. Joining us now, Mr. Christmas himself, really, at the end of the day. When you think of Christmas, you obviously think of this guy.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
All right, time to get to our guy, Ryan Wood, on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. How are we doing, Ryan Wood?
You've done a real problem for live radio. You left me speechless. I don't know how I'm supposed to speak after that. I'm just kind of like, I got this look of shock and horror on my face.
Shock and horror?
Because I called you Mr. Christmas. Is that what did it? Is that what ruined it for you?
That, and like Gary, we need to take Sparky out for like an intervention here. It's on us, Gary.
Yeah. Ryan Wood, at some point you're going to have to just come sit in the house and experience what Christmas is meant to be.
Key question. Do you already have this up in your house, or do you at least like wait until it's closer to December?
November 6th, it will go up.
November 6th?
Normally, normally it's the day after Halloween, but Halloween is a Sunday, and I'm not taking off work on Monday to do it. So it will be November 6th is the day it's going up.
So Thanksgiving is not even in observance. You just eat the turkey, but it is Christmas season.
Yes.
As soon as Halloween's over.
For sure, yes. Yes.
Okay.
No question. Yes. Okay. Yeah. We move on. We move on to the next thing. Packers, they play all through the fall, winter, the whole deal. Any concern? If you ask a player like Leroy, he just scoffs at this every time I've brought it up over the last decade or whatever. But I bring it up every time. Any concern about this game turning into what kind of the Saints game was, where it's come in, we'll win, whatever, we'll be fine. Especially knowing that it's a short week and you have to travel to take on the Arizona Cardinals on Thursday following this game?
Well, I think that it's less concerned since this has already happened, right? Like, they know now. They know better, you would think, because they've learned the hard way. They lost to a Saints team that they're better than. They're better than the Saints. And they lost by a lot because they overlooked them. So you would think that that wouldn't happen again. But this is absolutely... It's the proverbial trap game, and I understand that trap games are only trap games if you don't show up to play, and I think this Packers team is going to show up to play, and they're a much better team than Washington, but it's also that they've arrived at this very peculiar part in their season, the same part in the season that all 32 teams arrive in. 1 week from today, they are playing at the Arizona Cardinals, which is... You can make an argument the toughest task right now to do in the NFL is to have a long flight on a short week to Arizona to play in primetime against the only remaining NFL undefeated team. I don't know if it gets harder than that. I mean, that's about the toughest task that you've got, and that's 1 week from today. And, oh, by the way, they have to play another game before then. So that's why it's a trap game. But it's only a trap game if they don't show up. I think this team's going to show up because it's already seen what happens when it doesn't.
You know, I ain't gonna do this. Hate doing this back when I play, but I think it's harder though for athletes today because back when we played, we didn't have this social media stuff or whatever, right? And I don't know how much these guys are on Instagram or if they're on Twitter or if they're on Facebook. I don't know how much they're on it because most certainly on Twitter right now. I mean, I was just looking at something the other day from Ben Fennell, and he's already tweeting out about this Arizona game. So, I mean, there's a lot of it out there. And so you would think that some of these players are on these social sites and they see this kind of stuff, that it seeps in some sort of kind of way?
I don't even think they have to see it. I mean, even without seeing it, they know it's coming. You know, here's a quick story. The players might know. Matt LaFleur, he might just be living in his own universe. All right, so I did a story on Matt LaFleur going into Cincinnati a couple weeks ago. I sat down with him, and the very start of the conversation, we were talking, you know, small talk, and this is how it usually, you know, in a setting like this, it usually starts this way, just small talk, not part of the story. But we're talking about, you know, traveling and the schedule. And he actually asked what was coming up past a couple weeks. He did not know the schedule past a couple weeks. I had to tell Matt LaFleur yeah, in 3 weeks this game's coming up. He didn't know. I was shocked by that. It wasn't a front. It wasn't a show. It was right. Just me and him there. This guy's laser focused. I mean, this guy. I think a lot of coaches are probably that way, but this guy especially. This guy's laser focused. And when he says it's all about Washington, it is all about Washington for him right now. He delegates part of his staff like he does any other week to do some advanced prep. Right. I mean that's common in this league. For him, he's the play caller. He's making the game plan. He is all in on Washington right now, and I don't doubt that. I think he absolutely is. Now the players, we'll see. Because. It's a week from today. That feels like a big game. For late October, it feels like a big game. I think it's going to be a lot of fascinated eyeballs around the league on that game. But they got to get through this one. They got to muddle through Washington and take care of business. I think they will, but it's kind of an interesting setup.
Here's why it's not a trap, Tabor. Whatever y'all media people say. Here's why.
Media people. Yeah. You're on radio, Leroy.
I'm not media. It's the three of y'all. I'm not media.
You got to be really, really good for this to be a trap. With the roster that they ended the Chicago game with all those backups, special teamers, Justin Fields could have had, if he'd hit some throws, could have been a different ball game. If you look at the Pittsburgh game, if Ben Roethlisberger was on point, could have been a different ball game. I mean, and we all know about Cincinnati. So this team is not in that space to where they look past anybody. I mean, they got to be on point. That's why Matt LaFleur is thinking that my team is not superior enough to look past anybody. With that being said, by the way, I think, to me, they're going to have to run the football, play good defense, bend, don't break. Because, again, if you have guys out there that don't really know the system, I mean, I know they signed a young man, Whitney. What can you do with these guys in 2 or 3 weeks before you can get to after Arizona? Now you got 10 days to kind of rest up. But with all those new guys out there, I'm expecting mistakes this week.
Yeah, at some point you're just so injured that it takes a toll, right? And I think that you talked about the throws that Justin Fields had available to him and missed in Chicago, that a lot of those were against injured guys, injury replacements, I should say.
Right.
So at some point it makes a difference. To Gary's point, the players, when you've got bottom of the roster guys on the field, they can't afford to have a trap game. They're playing
their job. That's right.
That's the reality the team is in too. There's a lot of backups on the field right now. Yeah. I mean, John Runyon Jr. is playing for his starting job every week, right? Lucas Patrick, who's probably going to be the center this week, he's playing for his starting job. Rasul Douglas, who I would imagine if Kevin King doesn't play, is going to be playing. He's playing for his roster spot. Like, these guys are playing for their job. So it does diminish the it was different week one when it was all top of the roster guys.
Yes.
And,
Yes.
So that's a difference. But, I think as a whole, it's just one of those things where the Packers are a lot better. I mean, they've got Aaron Rodgers against Taylor Heineke. It's big, big.
And they're 5-1.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Talking with Ryan Wood at the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter.
Journalist.
At By Ryan Wood. Yes, he wins lots and lots of awards.
Well, y'all need to say his name right, man. Promote the man a little bit.
Sorry. Go ahead. Name the awards he's won.
Award-winning.
Award-winning.
Yeah.
We're an award-winning show. That's why he's on the show.
I be wanting you to say that, too, but sometimes you're a bit too modest.
Yeah, it's a good match. It's a very good
Brag
match.
Brag a little bit.
All right, so having that said, Ryan, what's your pick for this weekend's game?
I've got Packers. I don't know that they'll necessarily wipe the floor with them, but I just don't see how Washington wins this game, to be honest with you. At least the Saints, they've got Sean Payton. They got a lot more talent. I don't. Let's say Packers 30 to Washington 16.
Let me ask you this real quick before we let you get going. I like that score. With the addition of the new linebacker, is it Marcellus or Marcellus?
Marcellus.
Is there some thought that maybe Za'Darius may not be back or Preston Smith is hurt more than that we think that they are? Because now they went and picked up Jalen Smith and this young man, both really kind of at the same position.
I think Whitney Marcellus and I don't know this, but just my read on it, I could be wrong, my read on it has way more to do with Preston Smith than Za'Darius Smith. They already knew Za'Darius Smith, he's out long haul. I mean, he might not get back this season. They have to be accounted for that possibility already. Mm-hmm. That didn't change. Mm-hmm. Preston Smith, his oblique, those obliques are tough. I mean, those are tricky injuries. They're very difficult to get right. You got to be careful with them because, you know, that's that soft tissue and you right. aggravate it. It's a huge deal. I would predict, and I could be wrong, I would predict that Preston Smith misses his first game of his career this Sunday against Washington, the team that drafted him in the second round of 2015. He is 102 for 102 in his career. He has never missed a game. Mm. I would predict that Preston Smith misses this game against Washington. Again, I could be absolutely 100% wrong here. It's just a prediction. But that just because of that oblique. So I think that for sure Whitney Marcellus. And the other thing too, even if they had Za'Darius Smith and even if they had Preston Smith healthy, which they don't, but even if they did, they're still thin at outside linebacker. Because behind those two guys, they've got Rashawn Gary. And Jonathan Garvin has had some moments.
Right.
It flashed.
But he's not your solid number four outside linebacker. I mean, they really go three deep at the position when they're healthy. And the top two of those three are very likely not available. The one definitely not available. The other very likely not available. So even with, it's a good pickup from that standpoint. The other thing, Whitney Marcellus, it's about as good as you can get on the outside linebacker open market in October. I mean, they not come available. So good on Brian Gutekunst for jumping on opportunity.
Well, they got one other guy from the Texans, Devondre Campbell. They got another guy in Randall Cobb. I mean, they're doing pretty good taking the guys they don't want from Houston to make him into something. So hopefully this will work the same way. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, take care.
There he is, Ryan Wood on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Aaron Rodgers referenced yesterday in his press conference about this feeling, maybe like that 2010 season did, that magic carpet ride year. Are you having the same feeling? We'll discuss straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Leroy will tell us about new mail, but not right now. He'll do that next, too.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University Studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Rise, shine, and dine for just $1.99 at Wendy's. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a sausage or bacon and a Swiss croissant for just $1.99. So run, don't walk to Wendy's in the morning. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's. Limited time only, price of participation may vary. Yesterday, Aaron Rodgers had his press conference, and in it, he brought up the fact that this kind of has a feel of the 2010 season when this team went to a Super Bowl as far as all the guys, you know, that are hurt and trying to overcome the injuries to those players and then still winning football games. If you go back to that 2010 team, they had like 16, 17 guys on the IR by the end of the season. And we're literally patchworking it, picking guys up off the street, doing whatever they had to do. And then every guy they seemingly touched turned to gold. And it really worked out well for them that year. And to the point where they went on, obviously, to win a Super Bowl. I deemed it that year the magic carpet ride year because of that fact that this wasn't the team that was just dominant all year and was out in front of everybody and you knew they were going to win. They had a fighting claw just to get in the playoffs that year because they were so hurt. And then once they got in, like so many other times in the playoffs, that hot team is the team that's the hardest to beat. And that was the Green Bay Packers. And the cocky nature of McCarthy that year in the postseason, I mean, they hadn't played one game, and he was already talking about playing the next game in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was feeling it that
year. He was, woo-wee, he was on a whole nother level of cockiness that year in the postseason.
He knew
it, right. He knew how good they were, and they were going to be tough to beat, and he was letting everybody know about it. And that's why I kind of called the Magic Carpet Ride year. Coincidentally or not, that was the same year that Gary Ellerson had his vision that they were going to go and win a Super Bowl. And coincidentally or not, Gary's had this dream this year that they were going to go and win the Super Bowl and that Aaron Rodgers was going to stay, correct?
That's what I dreamt, Stevie.
That was all part of it. So this is the first time he's had that dream since that year.
Right.
So it's more similar to 2010 than even Aaron Rodgers knows, Gary.
You know...
Well, he might know. He probably listens.
I think this year, trying to make that comparison because he, you know, Rodgers brought it up. It may be even tougher this year because I think if you look at, and I need to go back and look at the players lost, but it feels like the players that they lost this year are really their frontline players. Mm-hmm. Like David Bakhtiari could be a Hall of Famer. Okay, I mean, Pro Bowl. I mean, we know how good he's one of the best tackles in the league, right? Elgton Jenkins, he's probably one of the top five guards in the league, being in and out of the lineup. And then if you just move to the defensive side, there, Jair Alexander, he's probably one of what top four or five corners in the league, Leroy.
Yeah.
And then you look at Za'Darius, Pro Bowler, sacker. I mean, he's one of the top five players at his position. So the players that are actually not there are bigger than what it was when they won it all. You're subbing because the magnitude of the drop-off from those guys, I think, are huge. Now, the Packers have done a great job of plugging, playing a lot of guys and getting away with it. But to me, it's the Magic Carpet Ride may be even bigger than what it was when they went. Now, Nick Barnett was a big loss, I think, that year. I can't think of anybody else name-wise, Steve, that was Jermichael Finley.
Yep.
Wasn't he? I think he was lost that year, too.
Yep. Woodson eventually got hurt as well.
But that was in the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Though.
Let's see.
But those two names come to mind. But if you look at this team, it's bigger than that with the players that have missed. Now, Bakhtiari's going to be back. We don't know about Za'Darius. We don't know about Jair. But it feels like these guys are plugging holes like if these guys are not going to come back.
So let's see here. Nick Barnett, Morgan Burnett, Brandon Chiller, Jermichael Finley, Ryan Grant, Justin Harrell.
Justin Harrell was never...
No, he sucked. Spencer Havner.
Don't say that. No, he just wasn't available. Don't use that word.
But he did suck.
Agreed. He's in the league.
Stink, whatever. Right. We talked about this. He sucks when judging him against other players in the league. Correct. Yes. Right. Not saying that not saying that he couldn't whoop some high schooler or something. Right. Just saying compared to other NFL guys.
Fine.
Stunk. Is that stunk better than suck?
Fine.
Horrible.
That's that tough guy talk.
Fine. Go ahead,
Brad Jones. He was on the IR that year. Derek Martin, he was on the IR that year.
Was it tight end, wasn't he?
Mike Neal, he was on the IR that year. Marshall Newhouse, he was on the IR that year. Brady Papinga, he was on the IR that year. So that gives you an idea of who was on the IR at the end of the season, not just for stints during the year, but and a majority of those were gone for at least three quarters of the season.
Right.
All the way to the end. Mm-hmm. So it was... It was not pretty. They had, let's see here. Times reported injured reserve 178 throughout the year. That is just crazy.
178
times injured. Guy was reported on injured reserve. No, for the Packers.
Oh, for the Packers.
Yeah. At some point or another, somebody was on the IR, reported to the league. You know, week to week, you put in your who's in the IR or whatever else. According to Pro Football Reference, 178 for injured reserve.
That's
crazy.
A big number.
That's crazy. 74 times a player is reported as out for a week.
Okay, so
13 times doubtful, 11 times questionable, 151 times players were reported probable. And of 151,
they done got rid of problem.
Right, 149 of those times the player played.
Yeah, that's they done got rid of all that terminology.
Right, correct.
Yeah, when
See, I don't. These are impactful guys who are out. And remember, that team, they were losing games. This team is winning games. 5-1, hey, man, listen. Full disclosure, that should have been a shootout. With when 26 went out, but the quarterback, you playing a rookie. I mean, and then Douglas just got here. And then every time you've seen Jalen Smith out there, you should have went at, right at him because he just got there. So you're not you're benefiting by not playing great quarterbacks. But the guy, Heinicke, he can find an open guy. Now, and he's put up big numbers every now and then, but he's still a comeback to the pack. But Kyler Murray ain't going to miss them throws. Mahomes ain't going to miss them throws. Tariq Hill, he's going to be wide open. And Kelsey, they're going to be open. So you got to score 50. You got to think that. Back then, you struggled with Chicago. I think they won 10-7, 10-3 or whatever. You get in, and it is the hottest team. But you still had 12, and 12 was on point. He played some of his best football in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. That's why he was Super Bowl MVP. So if they can win a Super Bowl like this, hey, man, you got to say the coaching staff again. Because that's on our show, we were thinking these coaching staff, getting these guys ready every week, the big Howard Greens of the world.
Right. Right.
Get them ready. Get them ready. You don't know. And then now you got the expanded playoff practice roster. You could put some vets over there to be ready. Because if you want to go on a run before – when did they bye week?
The first weekend in December. So, like, yeah. December 6th or something like that?
See, that's amazing. If you can get after Arizona, you get another 10 days. There's like a mini bye. But really it's not because you're playing a short week. But that's semantics. If you can get by to December and get all your guys back and say you lost maybe two games or three, that's going to be amazing.
All right, let's go to Doug in Luxembourg. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Does this season have that magic carpet ride feel like the Packers 2010 season?
I hope so, guys. You know, back in that 2010 season when you had all the players out, it was the backups, and it was somebody different every week. When they went on that run, somebody different had a monster game. Ryan Grant had almost 200 yards rushing in a playoff game, I think, or maybe even did. Andrew Corliss, couple of touchdowns. What was the linebacker's name? Walden, 13 tackles and 3 or 4 sacks.
Yeah, Walden was a beast in games, in a couple of those games, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, it was just it. And what my point is that it wasn't always your superstar. It takes something like that. Every week you get a different player just play out of his mind and have these monster games, and that's what pulls you through, you know, especially to win a Super Bowl. You got to have something like that happen. The cards got off all right, you know, and it's just a point I'm trying to make. So,
you know, you're right, Doug. Thanks for the call.
Remember, because James Starks was one of the best running back, if not the best running back in those three games. He had 100 each game.
That's wrong, yes.
He was amazing. That guy, man, they ran the ball, they threw the ball, they did everything perfectly. You remember Gary right before halftime against Atlanta when Tremont sat on that out?
Yes. Because they had ran it the early in the year.
Yep.
Saw it coming.
And he had a pick against
Philly. Was on fire.
So Doug is correct. Each week it was a different guy or one of your core guys making plays. And, you know, and your guy, Steve, from Miami.
Sam Shields.
Against Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my guys I love, Nick Collins. You need your framework there, and hopefully that DNA get healthy. But if that framework is there, it's going to get you to these games.
Right.
But you're going to need them blood and guts and spleens to come through. It may be people don't know.
Right. We're going to take a quick time out. I want to come back. I want to dive a little bit
dive in there?
Into Leroy's Super Bowl team.
Okay.
Because what Doug brought up, there's a couple of things here. One, health.
25 years.
And how health played into that
health,
team for Leroy.
Great point, Steve.
Number one. And number two, I've heard it said across the board in all sports by players. NBA, MLB, NFL, NHL even, that how much luck plays a factor into some of what happens. Getting
how
a break
what?
Of luck,
luck okay.
plays into maybe avoiding playing a team or getting the benefit of a call that maybe was an iffy call in a certain game that helped you propel you to a win or a key player on another team goes down hurt and you were able to overcome and win the game because of it. And get Leroy's thoughts on that during that Super Bowl year. But first, Leroy's going to tell us about his champion, New Mail Medical.
New Mail Medical Center, men's health, we talk about it all the time. But have you taken advantage of it? Many guys are. So shout out to them. I went to two schools this morning, and one of the teachers came over to me and said that he's going to New Mail, and he feels like a new man. I like that. I like those kind of testimonies because we talk about it every day. But when do you take advantage of it? And I have an anxiety. I have anxiety myself, but sometimes if you're about your health, you can kind of quiet that when you can go and talk to an expert and say, there's nothing wrong, but thanks for coming to find out. New Mail can do that for you. 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
To Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you as we broadcast live from the Lakeland University Studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. And speaking of the Wendy's Big Show, let's talk about Wendy's. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so you have to act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Bucks play tonight against the Miami Heat in a game that will feature, Jimmy Butler. That would be fun to see how that all goes. Kyle Lowry, Bam Adebayo. Oladipo hurt like usual, so he won't be in there tonight. But it will be fun. Tyler Hero.
Steve, come on. You got to talk about Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero.
Mr. Whitnall, the mean streets of Whitnall over there.
That, yeah.
Come on, man.
P.J. Tucker, we talked about earlier in the show.
B.J. Tucker.
P.J. Tucker.
Yeah, P.J. Tucker.
P.J. Tucker is going to want to make it real physical, I'm sure, tonight.
Tyler Hero.
I just wonder, like, if you're Giannis and you see that.
See what?
Those quotes. From P.J. Tucker. If you're Giannis, you're thinking, come guard me. Come guard me.
Well, Giannis knows who P.J. is.
Come guard me. I'll show you.
And they've done that in practice. It ain't like he ain't never seen P.J.
I know.
So he knows what he's going to get.
I just wonder if Giannis gets himself up a little bit. All right. Cool. Let's go. That's cool. Circle us. I'm going to show you what you've been missing for the last year. Let's go.
When a guy leaves a team and it doesn't go like he wanted to go, they're always going to be some sort of get back, some kind of way. So, or they want some kind of get back.
Right.
Giannis ain't going to back down. You know that. He knows what PJ is all about.
No doubt. So that game is coming up tonight.
I can't wait. It's going to be a good game.
It is.
Is it on TNT or where do they got it?
I'm not sure.
Don't you have it on
TNT? Maybe. I'm not
sure. Four-letter network?
No, it'd be TNT, I think, because it's Thursday night. Let me check. Toby Altizer over at the other side of glass. You know if that game's on TNT tonight or not? I probably should know that, but I don't remember.
I don't think it is. I think it's just Bally Sports.
It's just Bally, Bally Sports, Wisconsin against Miami. Yeah.
Who's on the call for that?
So that's fine. Lisa Byington, Marcus Johnson.
Oh, okay, I'm going to check Lisa out. MJ. I haven't heard her yet.
Yeah. So if it is, if that's what it is, and Toby is saying that's what it is, so yeah, check that game out.
Leroy,
tonight.
You want to watch
that's
that?
That's a 7 o'clock
yeah.
tip.
Yeah. Huh? After I watch Spectrum and me and you, I'll watch it.
You watch yourself on TV.
I watch Gary. I don't watch me.
Right. Okay. Does this season have a magic carpet ride type feel like the Packers 2010 season
I don't know
did?
What that was.
Let me hear from you, Leroy Butler, as far as your Super Bowl year. Let's start over with first health. How healthy were you guys that year?
Well, it depends. I mean, because now the core was there, but we missed Robert Brooks. Man, that was tough. Because if we'd had Robert Brooks in that slot with Andre Rison, oh man, we could eat them boys alive. Cause they were covering the slot with safeties. So we put Freeman in the slot and hit him for 86. So Ron Cox replaced George Koontz. That was impactful. It was just, we used to play this stack defense. And you also had to think about Don Beebe was ready. The MVP of the Super Bowl, the only reason why we have a ring, Desmond Howard, he was ready. And Bruce Wilkerson had to start at left tackle. Big Earl, we had a lot of injuries, but the core was there. But the one thing about Holmgren, I'll say this, before the season, he used to talk to the backups more than the starters because we kind of knew everything. And he would let us go. And he would work with the second, third stringers in training camp on Wednesdays, Thursdays. They would sometimes get more reps than we did. That's the reason why we didn't miss a beat. If you're put out there, you got to be ready to go. And that's why Andre Rison, Andre Rison has a book coming out. So we'll try to get him on to promote it. That's why he knew what to do in that first play, because here's a guy that didn't start a lot, but 5-time Pro Bowler, great receiver, but he was a role player. And the first play of the game, we hit him on a post route. So when your time to come, you got to be ready. And that's the reason why we won Super Bowl 31 25 years ago.
That is something I think a lot of people forget. People forget how hurt your team was.
Oh, my goodness.
People remember Wilkerson at left tackle. And then after that, people don't remember all the other injuries. We always talk about this 2010 team being hurt, but you guys weren't hurt to that degree, but you guys were banged up. You guys weren't exactly a picture of health by the time you got to that point. Mike in Green Bay listening to WDUZ, the home of Marcus Eversole. Better call Eversole after the big show. What's up, Mike?
Ah, good. Hey, Leroy, back to your team there. Here's some names that you may remember that really fill in. People don't remember Anthony Morgan came back that year before Rison for like 3-4 games because, you know, with the broken arm, with Freeman and Brooks out. Terry Mickens, huge game against, I think it was the Lions. I mean, the guy, you never heard of him, and he caught 2 touchdowns. Here's another name that I'll – do you remember your D-back teammate Corey Dowden? He had a big interception that Eagles game.
Yes.
I do not remember him. I was with you on every other player you said to him.
Good stuff, Mike.
He was released, I think, 2 or 3 weeks after that. But he had a big interception in that Eagles game, that Monday night game, I think it was. Because I think Pryor was hurt. He had a couple of guys dinged up, and he kind of stepped in. And, you know, of course, Bruce Wilkerson. And because, you know, Ken Rutgers got a start, actually, that year. And then John Michaels kind of fell apart, and then Bruce Wilkerson came in.
He wasn't very good either.
You guys were banged up. Oh.
John Michaels wasn't very good either. He's a doctor now, so God bless him, but he wasn't very good either. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. He wasn't. He should have been better out of Iowa. He might be one of the worst offensive linemen to come out of Iowa to be a first-round pick. Serious. He might be one of the worst.
Who? He ain't come out of Iowa.
John Michaels.
He's USC.
Oh, USC. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. USC. He might be one of the worst offensive tackles out of USC in the first round in the history of the league.
Were Ken Rutgers at USC?
Yeah, he was.
I said worse. I'm not saying they don't put out good products. I'm saying they normally put out good products,
Ken Rutgers was worse?
He said John Michaels.
No, Ken Rutgers is better than John Michaels. Okay, John Michaels was horrible. That's what I'm talking about.
You ever seen John Michaels play?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Dude, he was not good.
Come on, stop.
You don't remember, or you're just sticking for him?
I was there. I've seen all his games.
You don't remember?
But for you to make a statement like that, Steve, is
Horrible.
He's on his horrible
people,
kick today.
People go off on Tony.
Let him go. Yeah, let him go. You're right, man.
People go off on Tony Mandridge. People go off on Tony Mandridge because of where he was drafted.
Well, John Michaels was a first-round pick.
That's my point. But where Mandridge was drafted, where Michaels were drafted, not the same ballpark.
What number was Michaels drafted? Was he 22 or 23?
Was he mid-first round? I don't know.
Because Tony was what?
Tony Mandridge was number two. Yeah.
And John Michaels, I think he was like 22 or 23 maybe. Was John Michaels the heir apparent for Ken Rutgers, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah.
They're going to back up two USC tackles together?
Yeah, but if both your knees go out and your
27th overall in 96.
Yeah.
That's almost like Derek Sherrod.
But Sherrod was hurt. Michaels just stunk.
No, Michaels was hurt too.
And stunk. Not as much as Sherrod. Sherrod, I don't think Sherrod ever even got out there more than a couple of games. Let's see. Here, we have time for this? No. Hold on a second. Hold on, Tony. I don't want to short.
I'm biting my tongue, man.
That's okay.
I'm biting my
tongue. Back in the day, you used to bite your tongue about Jamal Reynolds, too, and I go after him.
Quit going after people. Leave people alone. Go ahead.
Why are you going after Jamal Reynolds?
He was horrible, too.
Everybody's horrible to this team.
He was. When they drafted Jamal Reynolds, I remember telling Leroy that was a horrible draft pick. Everyone's like, oh, you think you can do better? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong.
What college Jamal Reynolds go to?
Florida State. I mean, that's all you need to know about that position in Florida State. That position.
Just
because
a guy not a Pro Bowler don't mean that's just unfair to you. But it's okay though. That's your lane. You
know. I'll stay in that lane. I'm fine being in that lane.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
Comfy in that lane.
Yeah.
Tony in Texas joins us next here on
pick up some nativity scenes or something.
Here on the Wendy's.
He ain't never had to get hit in the forehead on the third and goal. That's what he don't know.
That hurts. I tell you that.
He'd have broke somebody's forearm.
My forehead could take a lot. Now look at how it sounds.
You might want to hear another body part.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, because he ain't going to do that.
No concussion.
Take your shots at the forehead.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Tony in Texas, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Sparky. I want to keep going down memory lane with Leroy. Hey, back in 89, the Packers drafted Tony Mandridge. You went to school with Deion Sanders. Do you think Deion reports to Green Bay if he's drafted by the Pack?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely. Because I remember him saying, if y'all take me, what did he say, Detroit? He gave out four or five teams. If y'all take me, I'm not coming, blah, blah, blah. But if Packers would have took him, too, he'd have beat me up here. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, and back in 96, so you guys made that big move for Andre Rison.
Yes.
You know, before that move happened, you know, Andre's kind of had a lot of drama going on there with Left Eye from TLC and all that action. Did you guys talk about that before he signed with Green Bay? Like, hey, you know, is this a good move, or are we all behind it?
No, we want 100% unanimous. We need some swagger in here, and we need one of the best slot receivers in probably in history, the top 30 or 40 guys in that slot. Rison was the man, and he's a great guy, too. And we wanted that swagger. That's, yes, absolutely.
All right, if you're on home, we'll get to you. Greg in Oak Creek and others, stay right there. We'll get to you if you are going down memory lane with Leroy, because I think that's what we've triggered here. Also, do you think the Packers can win consistently running the ball more than actually passing the ball like they did against the Bears? That's up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.